encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Well, here we are, just a few days before Easter, and Pastor, you have a treat for us out of the 62nd Psalm.
Yeah, you know, Robbie, I got to thinking about how here we are celebrating Good Friday confined and then celebrating Easter confined, and there are so many things that we're not able to do that we normally would love to do, being with family, you know, being in the great worship service and, you know, all that stuff. And this really causes us to not just hunker down, but focus in on what matters most. What is Easter all about? And I got to looking into Psalm 62, which isn't really an Easter psalm, but it begins with these words, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. The King James says that we should find rest in God alone. I love that phrasing of this as well, and it's there that I want to emphasize today how we need to just find our strength in him alone, nothing else, none of the trappings of Easter, just on Jesus and our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit and what they have done for us in setting us free at the cross.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hunger that we are experiencing, especially in these times.
It is, because, you know, so many other things can cause us to depend on ourselves. You know, we get used to going in our own strength, even in our faith. I was reading some of the letters from John Newton, who's one of my heroes, and of course the author of Amazing Grace, and this amazing man of God who earlier in his life was a slave trader, and he had such a humble heart after he came to the Lord. And one of the things he said in this letter to Mrs. Wilberforce, who was actually, I think, the aunt of William Wilberforce, who God used in, you know, in the abolition movement in Britain. Anyhow, he said, "I believe Satan is never nearer to us than at some times when we think ourselves nearest the Lord." And what he meant by that is sometimes, you know, we can think we're so close to God, but if we're not being humble, we're not. You know, we're just really full of ourselves and kind of this, you know, quote-unquote holy zeal. And what we need to do is just rest in him alone, in his cross, in what he's done for us, recognizing, oh, where we would be without him, how desperately we need him, you know, grieving our sins, grieving our sinfulness and praising God that he sets us free.
Yeah, that's a childlike faith, you know, where, you know, I really don't have any of this stuff figured out, but God, I know you got it for me, you know?
Well, that's where David is going in Psalm 62. Trust in him at all times. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. And what a good time this is for us to pour out our hearts to him. To say, you know, things like, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. To pray, Lord, let me know in my soul that you are risen, and let me share that with someone in a way that really counts for them. You know, we can't do this in our own strength, and we're left with all of that stuff aside, you know, and just to rely on Him. But actually, that's a really good place to be, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, part of it, my desire is to figure out a way to help my family get there as well in such an awkward setting.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I think that's where you come into this place of just prayerful dependence. I mean, before we went on the air, I was telling you about my grandson and how I was praying for him and just, you know, Lord, please, you've got to help us here. And of course, he's just 5 years old, and no one can push your buttons like a 5-year-old. But I was brought back again to that moment by moment. Oh, Lord, you know, help us to love and move in your strength, because as this word says, it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. So, man, you know, unless He orders the steps of the dance, we're tripping all over ourselves.
Yeah, and I really even, you know, picture Mary at the tomb in that same, like, I got nothing without you, where are you? That's where she was?
Yeah, yeah. But again, that's such a good place to be, because His strength is made perfect in weakness. That's the beauty of it, you know, that as we come to Him and as we say, oh, Lord, you know, I need you. I want nothing more and nothing less than you. You alone. Oh, I'm going to rest in you alone. He is our rock and He is our salvation, and He will meet us in that place.
Wow. Could you close us along those lines, Pastor?
Yeah, let's pray, Lord. Oh, you alone, help us. Help us to look to you. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to do that. Oh, we look forward to being together with our brothers and sisters on Easter in the future. But this time, Lord, this is special. Help us. Help us. You alone. You alone. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.